Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today I want to talk to you about what it means to be stretched or strengthened. If we discipline ourselves to stretch spiritually, then we will be strengthened to do God's will. Now, in the natural, stretch means to extend or to exert to the utmost. And when you follow God into something new in your life, you may feel stretched, and that's the season that I'm in right now. I'm in a new city, and ever since I left home from Indiana and moved to Texas about 30 years ago, I've always kind of lived in the same area, which is the southeast part of Texas, especially once I got married and I had my children. And now I find myself in a completely new city with no family, no friends around. I'm nowhere near my whole church, and I am being stretched to the utmost. And yet I feel stronger than ever. It's a confusing time. It's an exciting time. But, you know, it is what it is. Now, perhaps you have received a promotion recently, and you don't know why you even have this job, because you don't have all the skills and knowledge that you need to do this job. And so you're worried that you're in over your head. But God would not have put you in that position if it wasn't what He was wanting you to do. So if He leads you to it, then He will help you through it. Do not be afraid to stretch your faith, because it will give you a greater capacity to fulfill your God-given potential. You just have to believe and rely on what God is showing you. There are many, many stories in the Bible where characters were stretched and strengthened beyond what they could do on their own in their own human capacity. Think about the stories of Abraham, Moses, Daniel, Job, Esther, Simon Peter, Mary, the mother of Jesus. I mean, these people were stretched. Isaiah 54:2 says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes." It is valuable to be stretched, and it's helpful even in the natural when you exercise. It's important for you to stretch because it keeps your injuries to a minimum. And the goal of stretching is to make your muscles stronger and to elongate them. You know, when Jesus first called Peter to follow Him, Peter was a fisherman and he was excited. He didn't really understand. Peter was kind of a simple man in his mind. I don't mean simple as in stupid, just, you know, a regular down-to-earth guy. But the more he talked and walked with the Lord, the more he learned. There were many times that he was miserable, frustrated, discouraged, confused, and yet God continued to stretch him. And that's the way we have to be as well. Now, how and why does God want to stretch us? Because He wants us to grow. It's not that He wants us to be uncomfortable, but in order to grow, sometimes there has to be a little bit of pain. God wants to stretch us into His image. Now, this is not easy. It's not easy to look like the Father, because He's perfect. You know, we strive for excellence. We strive for perfection. We strive to live a righteous, pure, and holy life. But it's not easy because we have a sin nature. So it takes a while to get to that point to where we look more and more and more like our Heavenly Father. God also wants us to be stretched in His image to the point where we act like Him, talk like Him, love like Him, and minister like Him. And many of us, we have some of that down, and then in other areas we are sorely lacking. Many of us do not have compassion for people who are not like us. That's not Christ-like. We don't love everybody who's not like us. That's not Christ-like. And we will not even minister to people who are not like us, and that is most definitely not Christ-like. So think about this. Do you accept homeless people in your church who don't smell so nice, who aren't dressed so nice? Do you accept the gang member and the motorcycle guy with the tats everywhere into your church? Do you accept the young lady who's been maybe a prostitute, whose clothing may not be covering everything the way we think it should be? How are we treating the people who walk into our churches who don't look like us, who don't talk like us, and who don't act like that, who don't act like us? So we need to think about that. God also wants us to stretch our vision, how we view life. One of my favorite quotes is from Helen Keller, who someone asked her in an interview one time, what could be worse than being blind? And her response was so profound: having sight without vision. Wow, that's deep, y'all. That is really, really deep. So we have to have vision. And in order to have vision, we have to be prayed up and in connection with our Heavenly Father. We have to have that heart-to-heart relationship, that umbilical cord between the Father and us, to where our sight is His vision. God also wants to stretch our hearts, which is how we process the changes and the challenges in life. Are we immediately panicked? Are we self-centered or are we Christ-centered? Are we people-centered or are we Christ-centered? Are we bitter? Are we rebellious? Are we easily flustered? How are we stretching our hearts? Do we turn our heartaches and our pains over to God? Or do we just vent and fuss about them to any and everybody who will listen? As my mother would say, do we go to the phone or do we go to the throne? And yes, I'm looking at my notes. 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11 talks about the last way that God wants us to stretch, which is in our abilities. How do we function within the kingdom, within the body of Christ, within the church? God has given us talents, gifts, and abilities for ministry and for work, for His glory. And it is His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, that enables us to do the things that we can do. God wants us to stretch our influence, how we minister to others, and the areas that we reach. And I guess that's the season that I'm in right now. He's stretching my influence because He knew that I was comfortable. I was comfortable in my current home church, and I still am at Grace. I'm comfortable with those people. They're like family to me. I love all of my pastors. I have some really good friends there. I also have some really good friends outside of Grace that are in ministry. But where I am right now, literally living, I know no one. I haven't met a single neighbor. Any time of day that I'm around, walking around outside to my apartment, I don't see anybody, y'all. This is the craziest thing ever. So on top of that, I'm in the middle of nowhere in a city where I know no one. There are no family or friends nearby. If something were to happen to me, nobody could reach me because, get this, y'all, I have no cell service. I literally have one bar intermittently throughout the day. It's ridiculous. There are no cell towers around here. So God literally has me isolated and set apart. I can only rely on Him. If something were to happen to me, I can't even call 911. Hopefully I could make it to my car and drive myself down the street to Starbucks where there's some cell something going on where I have at least three bars. So He's stretching me. And I know that it's for this one, for influence, because He needs me to be influential in a different area. And so I'm just waiting to see how that's going to manifest, but I know that's what it is. 2 Peter 1, 10 through 11 talks about how we respond to people when we're under pressure. Are we loving? Are we patient? Are we using wisdom and discernment? Because all of this says a whole lot about how we are letting God stretch us into the image of Christ. So just remember, guys and ladies, that the stretching process is a way to strengthen you spiritually. It's not a punishment. It's a setup so that you can break out for the glory of God. Be blessed.